If you're paying any attention to the presidential primaries, you know that Super Tuesday is just a few weeks away on March 3rd. If you live in California, that date should ring a bell because that is your primary election day. California is now part of what has long been called Super Tuesday. Given the electoral power of the state, maybe it should be called Super Duper Tuesday now. There are some points to consider for California voters about the process of voting this year. Let's explore those. Kathy Darling Allen is the Shasta County Clerk and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange by phone from Redding. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us today. So I want to make it clear, it is not just the presidential primary, which California has moved in the past. The whole kit and caboodle that used to be in June has moved this time, right?
Correct.
Wow. So this is work your staff would have done anyway, but how different is the rhythm of doing this for early March instead of early June?
Well, it kind of put a big kibosh on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
normally, you know, it takes about 6 months to prepare for an election. So, it just moved our whole calendar back. And obviously, this is a very high interest election. So our workload is, as expected, very high right now.
So when, for example, did the candidate closings came just before Christmas, didn't they?
Candidate filing. Sorry, and I have to go back in time. ended in early December, mm-hmm. On the 5th or 6th, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, so that so, really, so then you got to start locking up all your sample ballots and how the ballots will get formatted and all that stuff.
Exactly. So we were doing approving ballots and creating the database that we tabulate ballots with and doing testing and that kind of stuff all over the holidays and into January.
Wow. So this is what, the third presidential election since the top two primary was instituted in California, right? Now, does it always take some work to explain that there are different rules for the presidential votes?
Absolutely. The crossover issue, which has to do with nonpartisan voters in California. So non-voter, if you don't register to vote with a party, you have the option of choosing a different several different parties' ballots. We have six qualified parties in California. Three of those are not allowing people to vote on their ballot unless they're registered with the party, and the other three are allowing those non-registered folks to do what we call crossover and vote. And it is always a challenge every 4 years to explain this to folks because in the other three elections in our four-year cycle, every voter has the same selection of candidates to vote on. And that's really what voters want, but mm-hmm. the Supreme Court has declared that the parties do have the right to make their own rules, which they do. When I say they do make their own rules. And so we're the messenger, so we mm-hmm. do have spent a lot of time explaining to voters how this situation came about, how it works, and what their choices are. The good thing for us is that laws have changed in the last couple of years. So now voters can get the ballot they want. They can change their party registration if they need to and get the ballot that they want to vote on the candidate that they want, and their ballot will count. And they can do that up until and including Election Day,
okay,
which is different than it was 4 years ago for sure.
All right. So what happens then to the old 15-day registration deadline?
So we do still have a deadline in law, and practically, you know, we have to have at some point the opportunity to draw a line in the sand and print rosters for our precincts, for example. But there are accommodations in the law so that after that deadline, which is 15 days before the election, so starting on the 14th day, then you have options to do other things. So it would be depending on where you are and what's happening. I'm not sure if you know, late last night or yesterday afternoon, the governor signed a new law that will allow folks to change their party using a simple form instead of re-registering to vote. So that will begin on Tuesday next week on the 18th.
So the new form will be ready by Tuesday of next week?
We actually got we have a form from the Secretary of State's office. They emailed it out to all the counties last night, and we have known this was coming. So we've been talking about it and thinking about how to implement it and how to make sure we get the message out to all our poll workers and so on. So folks show up at a polling place, if they go to the right place and their name is on the list, and, for example, they're a Green Party member but they really want to vote on the Democrat ticket, because they're a Green Party member, they would have to change their registration. But they can do it with a simple, much simpler form than the voter registration card. And then they'll be given that Dem ticket or whatever party they want. They can vote a regular ballot. It won't be a provisional ballot.
All right. So you can change party the day of the election. That's the big one.
Yes. Okay. It's a really new and different. But we would, of course, encourage folks, especially vote-by-mail voters. We have California's following in Oregon's footsteps with vote-by-mail. We have almost 75% of our voters in Shasta County who vote-by-mail.
Okay, yeah, I think it was two-thirds for most of the state. 75% in Shasta County, though, huh?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. We mailed out 77,000 ballots for this election. We have 102. I think we actually just broke 103,000 registered voters. So that takes us a little bit over 75%. But my point is that we would strongly encourage folks who have a ballot that was delivered to them last week or the week before to open the envelope. You don't have to cast your ballot today, but open that envelope and make sure you got the ballot you want. If not, we can send you another one. We have plenty of time today. But if you wait until Election Day, you're going to stand in line.
All right. We are unsnarling the procedures of the election with Kathy Darling Allen, the Shasta County Clerk here on the Jefferson Exchange. You are welcome to join the conversation, ask your questions, make your comments. The phone number is 800-838-3760 anywhere around the listening area. That includes the California side. You can also send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So if you have a party preference indicated in your registration, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, you will get the nominating ballot for that party's presidential candidates.
Correct.
Okay, and you obviously get the non-presidential stuff as well, the same stuff that everybody else gets, too.
Sure, yeah. State Senate, State Assembly, what else do we have on our ballot? We have...
You got some supervisor races, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of places, we have a state prop and a local measure, and then that's countywide. We also have a local measure up in the Intermountain community in Bernie for their fire district.
All right, so I just asked about if you're a member of a party preference indicated. Now, if you're listed as an NPP, no party preference, you would not get automatically any presidential ballot, right?
Right, you're going to get a ballot that the front side of is blank, and says you are nonpartisan, so you don't have you're not participating in the presidential primary. If you want to participate in the presidential primary, if you want a different ballot, let us know. So they have to call the office. Or they can send us a note, or they can go online to our website. There's a form they can fill out there, but we do need to hear from them in order to get them the right ballot if they want a ballot that has presidential contests on it.
Okay, so you mentioned six parties have presidential contests. Three are allowing the NPP voters, the no-party preference voters, to vote in their primaries, Democrat, Libertarian, and American Independent, right?
Correct.
All right, but so if you're NPP, you want to vote in the Democratic primary, you get that ballot. You're NPP, you want to vote with the Republicans, the answer's no, right?
Well, the answer is you have to re-register, or as I said on Tuesday, mm-hmm. starting on Tuesday next week, they can come into the office, fill out a fairly simple form, and then we'll give them the Republican ballot because we will change their party registration.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, you anticipated me asking about the mail ballots, but that's impressive. You're up to 75% in Shasta County.
Yeah.
So it looks like above the state averages that I've noticed in recent elections. So how long does it take, though, if somebody calls you today and says, I really want to re-register with the other party so I can get the presidential ballot? I mean, how long will it take to get the new ballot out if they do, as you said, open the ballot today, see what they got, what they don't got?
Probably... Let's see, what is today? Today is the 14th. Mm-hmm. So they would probably get it the week before the election, mm-hmm. when it would be delivered, probably about 10 days.
Okay. Now, so...
They can also come in and pick one up.
Sure. Okay. All right. But they're going to exchange it, though. They'll hand in the old ballot and get a new one?
Correct.
Okay. So when you have this many people voting by mail already, I mean, is there talk of California eventually weeding out, not having polling place elections anymore?
So the model that California is using was passed into law for vote-by-mail counties. In 2016, and it's called the Voters' Choice Act, and so we call those counties VCA counties. Five of them went all mail in 2018, and another nine jumped on for this year. And then also Los Angeles County has its own version of all mail, and I'll explain. So in California, you have you mail every single voter a ballot, but you have vote centers open, and you have a variety of those, by which I mean some are open for 10 days prior to the election, some are open for 4 days prior to the election, and basically you have to have one for every 10,000 voters. So we would, because of the geographical composition of our county, we'd probably have more like 15 vote centers, And at vote centers, they're not like a precinct where you have voters assigned to a particular place. Anybody can go to any vote center, and they should be able to register to vote, to pick up a ballot, vote in the vote center if they wanted to, use any accessible devices, and cast ballots there.
Okay, that's good to know. But
it's different from the Oregon model, right, a little bit. So we are contemplating making a move in that direction, but we really wanted to wait until this year was over, this election cycle, this presidential cycle, to see how other counties do and how Los Angeles in particular does. Their model is a little bit different, and they don't have to mail a ballot to every single person, but and they have many more vote centers, of course, because they have many more of everything, right?
Right.
Because they're so big.
Yeah, 4 million people.
So it looks a little bit different in L.A. County than it looks around the rest of of California. So we have the biggest county that went all mail in 2018 was Sacramento County. So now in 2020, we have counties in the Bay Area like Santa Clara County who are going to participate in that program. And so in Orange County in Southern California. So that'll give us some really good understanding of how voters adapt to that change, and also, quite frankly, will give us lots of good practices to beg, borrow, and steal from other counties that have done it already. So,
which is a question I often ask, is like, have you been able to model what you're doing after other counties? And the answer is yes.
Oh, yeah, we love to plagiarize from our neighbors and to share stuff that works. We get together a couple of times a year, election officials in California. We get together every July and every December and compare notes about all kinds of things. And the most instructional thing I found is to actually go to another county and visit their office and spend time looking at the physical space and how they actually do a lot of their admin processes. It's an amazing way to understand and learn new tips, new tricks, new ways to save tax dollars or serve voters better.
Have you visited across the state line? I'm just curious to know now that you're looking for experience with mail-in voting, if you've examined, for example, Jackson County's operation.
I haven't, but that is something that I would like to do. A couple of years ago, I was really lucky and got to visit a session of the Oregon County Clerks conference that they had in Ashland, because that was so close. One of my staff and I drove up and spent the day with them. Really, again, super educational and interesting, and we learned a lot from, because you guys have been doing vote by mail in Oregon for so long, and I have visited other other departments in other states, but not in Oregon. But it's a really good idea.
Okay, I'm just curious to know if there's some swap. If you're going to plagiarize, I mean, there's people doing this for 25 years now.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange is Kathy Darling Allen, who's the Shasta County Clerk. We're talking about Super Tuesday bearing down pretty quickly on California, which includes not just the presidential primary, but all the stuff that used to be voted on in early June is now voted on March 3rd. You can join us with questions and comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. So here again, if you are no party preference voter, you're allowed into the presidential primary should Democrat, Libertarian, and American Independent. If you want to vote in one of the other three parties, then you actually have to change your registration to that party?
Correct, if you're nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're registered with a different party and you want to vote on another party's ballot, then you would have to also change your registration as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a registered Libertarian and you want to vote Republican, you're going to have to change your registration.
Okay, so and then what about do you anticipate maybe some people coming into polling places, changing their registration, voting, and then saying, "I want to change my registration back now"?
That's certainly possible, and any voter can change their registration, their party registration, as often as they'd like.
Mm-hmm. Have people contacted you already, Kathy, or your office? A bit bewildered by all the things that are coming up on Super Tuesday?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, especially this party issue, because it's so different from every other election that we conduct. Every 4 years, we have a slew of phone calls and questions. People who got that ballot that says you don't have any presidential candidates. Many people, of course, get that ballot and say, oh, no, I do want to vote for president, even though we did send out a postcard in early December asking those folks. We sent out 17,000 postcards asking folks who vote by mail what their preference was, those nonpartisan voters. And we really only heard back from about 1,000 of them. So there's a large group of folks who were mailed a ballot without any presidential candidates on it, and we're happy to get them the ballot they want. They just have to let us know.
Okay, and the sooner the better. Like you said, open the ballot today would be a good idea.
It would be a great idea.
All right, so here again, I'm getting a little unclear on your ability. You have the party ability to change your party affiliation on the day of election, but is there still, if you've never registered to vote, do you still have to do that by Monday?
No. So we would encourage you to. If you know, if you're listening now and you know you want to vote, please go online to registertovote.ca.gov, and you can register to vote online. You can go to your library. You can come down here to the elections office. And get a paper form if you prefer to do it that way. So we definitely encourage folks to take action as soon as they know they want to cast a ballot. One of my colleagues in another vote by mail county, like we were talking about earlier, says, you know, election day is no longer the day of the election. It's the day the election ends.
Mm-hmm.
We have voters starting to vote on February 3rd.
Old habits die hard.
I'm trying to catapult myself into the future.
Right.
So, you know, we have voting happening for that whole 29-day period. And like I said, we're happy to have voters come in, and they can even, you know, pick up a ballot here and cast it here, put it through the ballot scanner in our lobby. You're not going to have to wait in line for any amount of time if you come in today or next Wednesday or the Wednesday after that. But, you know, on election day, you know, I'm sure we will have a line at our counter, and we may have lines at some polling places as well, because this is the first time that you can go into a polling place and register and vote and cast a ballot and know that that ballot will be counted. That was previously only allowed here at our office.
Mm-hmm.
So we anticipate that there will be a lot of folks going to polling places to do that. But you can also do it today at the office. If you can make it down here,
mm-hmm.
You'll definitely save yourself some time.
Okay, so California voters, if you have any question about what to expect on the ballot, get a hold of your county clerk and do so as soon as possible, because the election is just 2 weeks and 3 days away, it looks like.
Yep.
So is the rest of the year going to be a breeze? I mean, you get a lot of time off. You're going to get to celebrate Christmas at the end of March or something?
We might do that. We had last year 4 special elections, which were not expected.
Uh-huh.
We had an election last year in March and June and August and November. And so at the end of this election, we will have conducted 6 elections in a year and a half, which is a lot.
Okay.
When, like I said, normally we spend 6 months preparing for an election, and we had 3 months for each of those 4 elections last year. So staff will be definitely looking forward to some time off over the summer.
Okay, well, they'll certainly have earned it, but a lot of work ahead still for the folks at the county clerk's offices in California. Super Tuesday is March 3rd. Get your registration in order as soon as possible. And if you're looking to vote by mail, you can still do that, but get a hold of your county clerk as soon as possible. Kathy Darling Allen is the county clerk in Shasta County. Thank you so much for sharing the story with us today.
Thank you.
All right, take care. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We will come back and talk about procreation in hour number 2 coming up.